News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
ITV presenter Jonathan Ross has been hit with a backlash after he referred to Cillian Murphy as a British star during his commentary on the 2024 Academy Awards. And Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent, joins us. Ian, are we too sensitive to this kind of thing?
Well, I'm still so traumatised from his remarks that I mean, I had to lie down and a little cry, and I can barely even speak to you about it this morning.
Deeply upset is what you're saying, and you've been triggered and all of that. But
oh, absolutely. No, look. I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, my God, we need to just stop taking ourselves so seriously. We've become a very prissy, dour nation who's very quick to take offence at everything. Now, in fairness, when I first heard the about the comments, I thought that he might be actually taking the mick a bit, because Jonathan Ross, I mean, whether you like him or whether you don't, I mean, he knows his movies inside out. I mean, he's a complete cinebuff. But no, this just seemed to be a case of Ross misspeaking, and he did it more than once. But what I found more, in the sense that I wasn't really irritated by any of it, but what I found probably more slightly irritating than Ross's remark, clumsy and cack-handed as it was just people getting up on their hind legs and taking great offence at it. I mean, the thing about it is, the Irish are the greatest in the world at claiming people with the most spurious connections.
There's no one as Irish as Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my God, we named petrol stations after him, you know.
The greatest accolade you can give somebody is naming a petrol station after them.
I remember I was on Fox News a while ago, and I was saying how they named a gas station after Barack Obama, and the hosts genuinely didn't believe me. They thought I was just completely winding up the gullible Americans, and then they actually went and checked it out, and they had to do a follow-up item going, my God, the Barack Obama service station. But I mean, it's not just Obama, there's a reason,
isn't there? There's a reason why we have a bit of a chip on our shoulder about this. We feel that the British patronise us, that you know, and there's a reason for that too. It's a post-colonial thing, so we are a little bit sensitive. Is that not kind of fair enough?
At this stage, no. It's just a bit bloody ridiculous, you know. I mean, this sort of post-colonial sensitivity thing. I mean, how long do you go on being post-colonial? I mean, this stuff.
800 years, maybe. Is that 800 years odd? Maybe. No.
There's people who'll be carrying on for longer than 800 years about it at this stage. Look, I wish that there was nothing else going on in my life, that my life was so banal and bland that I could afford to spend time giving out about Jonathan Ross saying
there's so many other things to give out about. But look, here's the thing, right? Here is the thing. Does it not come, even on some subconscious level, from people in the UK on this, from this idea that they kind of still own us, that we are part of the, as it's sometimes referred to, British Isles, that we were once part of the UK? And I honestly think, because I've spoken to British people over the years who don't seem to know the difference, who kind of go, are you not part of us? And they still believe that Ireland somehow comes under their umbrella. So is that not what galls people, the fact that we have been a republic, a sovereign state for, you know, not quite 100 years or what have you, but that kind of time scale-ish, and it's about time that they caught up and stopped treating us like we're some kind of a territory?
Well, I think one of the things that really drives a lot of Irish people mad is the fact that the English don't really care about us one way or the other that much. And you do get a lot of English people who, as far as they're concerned, I mean, geographically, it is the British Isles. And they see, whether it's the Scotch, the Welsh, the Northern Irish, or the Republic of Ireland, they see it as all part of just one umbrella under the English.
And so is that not sort of vaguely offensive to us as a republic? And is that not where this comes from, that people feel like, you know, get over yourselves, Britain. We're independent.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, somebody's mistaken our lazy point of view. I mean, why would you be offended by it? I mean, you just roll your eyes at it and laugh at it. You know,
I
mean,
I guess is it not because it happens so often, like everyone from obviously recently Cillian Murphy, and in fact there was people I saw online kind of going, you know, how long before they claim him as British, and indeed it didn't take very long. But it's like Saoirse Ronan, Paul Mescal, all of them have been claimed at different times.
Look,
Graham Norton.
We tried to claim Muhammad Ali as one of ours. If you cast your mind back a few years ago to when he was made a free man of Venice, and he was like, you know, a son of Venice and stuff like that. Everybody does this, and it's irksome.
So you think the fact that we kind of claim the Joe Bidens, the Barack Obamas, the Tony Cascarinos, the you know, whoever, the fact that we're claiming ourselves, people sort of destroys our argument ourselves.
Yeah, but it's the way then you get these idiots on social media who seem to think that we're in a uniquely victimized kind of situation where everybody is just plundering our stars and plundering our talent. It's not. Loads of people make mistakes, I thought, or loads of people try and claim things for what, not for what they are, but for what they're not, if you know what I mean.
I do. No, that's fair. I think you're making a good point, and I think perhaps we are definitely very sensitive on this one, but I do appreciate you talking to me this morning. Thank you for that indeed. That's Eoin O'Doherty there, columnist with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.